Hello, this is Mark Sieverkrop, and you are listening to Real World Networking. And today I want to talk to you about if you do nothing else when networking, do this. But before we do, I want to share with you a very awesome product from my friend, Jared Easley. Now, Jared Easley, you might know him. He is the host of the Star of the Doubts podcast. He is also a big part of Podcast Movement, which is coming up, and you can learn more about that at podcastmovement.com. But Jared has a new product, and it's called Takeaways from 21 Successful Entrepreneurs. And what this is Jared has went through all of his episodes, well over 75 episodes, and he has picked out the absolute best takeaways from many of the entrepreneurs that he has had on his show. People like Jeffrey Gittimer, people like Derek Halpern, people like John Acuff, Michael Hyatt, John G. Miller, Chris Brogan, Chris Licurdo, Dan Miller, and I could keep naming them and keep naming them until I got to the 21. But this is a fantastic product. If you want to get this product, I want you to go to sieverkrop.com/21takeaways. All one word, 21, the number 21, takeaways. Okay, now on to if you do nothing else when networking, do this. You know, when it comes to networking, there are a million wonderful things that you should be doing. There's books, there's podcasts, speeches, blogs that are full of fantastic tips, and I would recommend that you peruse many of them. But if you do nothing else when networking, please do this. Follow up. All of your networking efforts are essentially wasted if you do not learn the art of following up. And if you're not going to take the time to learn how to effectively follow up, and then actually follow up, don't waste your time networking. Seriously, I'm serious about this. You might as well just flip on the TV and catch the latest episode of The Voice or something, because there's no point in meeting people. Keith Ferrazzi, in his book Never Eat Alone, which, by the way, you can get if you go to sieverkrop.com/never-eat-alone, says about following up. He says, 80% of building and maintaining relationships is just staying in touch. And quite frankly, I think that that number really could be much higher. See, the thing is, when we meet people, sometimes we think that that's all we got to do. We met them. You know, we met this person, and now we have this great relationship with them. But the fact is, you don't create lasting relationships from a 10-minute conversation at a chamber mixer, or even from a 30-minute conversation over lunch. You build a lasting relationship from consistent and intentional follow-up. Every marketer I know knows and teaches that repetition is the key to brand recognition. And when you're networking, you are essentially marketing, and the brand that you are marketing is yourself. So I want to share with you two quick principles to effective networking follow-ups. Number one, do it early. When you meet someone, be sure you follow up with them within 24 hours. After you've met someone, you're going to be at the front of their mind for probably a day. This is when you want to hit them up again with another contact. And there's several ways to do this, but again, the key is to make sure you do it quick. It could be an email, it could be a LinkedIn message, a text message, a tweet, a handwritten note, a combination of all of these. One of my favorite ways to do it is to write a quick thank you note. But another thing I do is if they are on Twitter, right after I get done meeting with them, I'll shoot out a tweet that'll say, hey, just met so-and-so, at so-and-so, and had a great time talking to him. Can't wait to get to know him better, or something like that. It shares it with other people get to see them, and if not, you do. And you could do the same thing on Facebook. You could do the same thing on LinkedIn. The key is to follow up, make sure you're top of mind. But writing a handwritten note will help you stand out, and it shows that you took the time and appreciated meeting them enough to write that letter, to put it in an envelope and throw a stamp on it. But no matter how you choose to follow up, make sure you do so quickly, and then you need to develop a plan to continue doing so, which leads to our second principle. Develop a system. However you decide to follow up, You need to develop a system that works for you. And this is where I've had a challenge. And the reason is because there's so many different ways to do it. And you can find CRM programs that will give you a framework. But the fact of the matter is that each of us are different. Our lives are different. Our schedules are different. The way we plan things is different. And so you need to find a way that works for you. It might be calendar reminders. It might be a CRM program. It might be an Excel spreadsheet. It might be a notebook. It might be your phone or an app on your phone. The key is that you develop a system that works for you to reach out to your network on a consistent basis. Now, how often you follow up will depend on the contact. Some people you want to follow up with more frequently. Some people you just want to continue, kind of percolating that relationship. But a good rule of thumb to start is reaching out once a quarter. I know some people that'll reach out to people around their birthday, and that's a popular method, and it's very effective. Again, the key is just making sure you have a plan, whatever it is, to consistently and intentionally follow up with folks. Having a plan and sticking to it is probably 90% of the battle, and that's really where you need to focus your efforts, is those two principles. And if you will implement these two networking follow-up principles into your daily networking activities, what you'll find is you will develop a bigger and a stronger network than you ever thought imaginable. Having a plan really allows you to systematize, is that a word? Systematize your follow-up and your building of your network, and allows you to build a bigger network than you could otherwise. Remember, consistent, intentional follow-up is the key ingredient to a strong and lasting network. So here's your action items for today. Follow up with someone you met recently. Think of someone you haven't followed up with yet and follow up with them. And number two, develop a system to consistently follow up with your contacts. As we finish up here, I want you to head to sievercrop.com/the-art-of-follow-up. There's a dash in between each of those. The-art-of-follow-up. And go ahead and answer this question. What is your real-world networking tip for following up with your networking contacts? I look forward to hearing from you. Be sure to share this with your friends. If you're listening to this on iTunes, share it with your friends on your social media, and I'd love to hear what you're thinking. Have a great day.